The stairs are officially closed, and there's security in place that the Border Water Supply are providing. That's in place 24 hours a day, but it's not really been particularly effective.
So I met Vernon Ansdell, president of the Friends of Haiku Stairs, for this interview near the trailhead. Over the course of an hour, I counted 24 hikers exiting the trail. Some came down with their shirts tied around their face like a mask, and others ran from the trailhead to their cars.
So these people aren't doing anything. They're just walking out of there.
Right.
I'm walking down to catch the bus. You know, they're not trashing anything. They're not making a noise. And you see, if it was open under managed access, you'd have total control over stuff like that. That wouldn't happen.
Can managed access work for Haiku Stairs? It is one of three scenarios being considered in an environmental impact statement being prepared by the Honolulu Board of Water Supply. The Board of Water Supply owns the land beneath the stairs. Here's Ansdell.
We're proposing to reopen the stairs under managed access. We would have a very solid plan in place for insurance, maintenance, and security. All the hikers would be accompanied at some level. These would be people explaining the cultural and the educational benefits of the hike, not just a recreational experience.
The other two options being considered in the EIS are tearing off the stairs and keeping the status quo. Kathleen Pahinui is spokeswoman for the Honolulu Board of Water Supply.
So in the past, where maybe it was a couple people a week, it was never really an issue. And unfortunately, with the spread of social media and people wanting more and more different and unusual and unique experiences, the traffic in these areas has escalated.
Haiku Stairs isn't the only trail on Board of Water Supply land. The agency's watershed properties include three well-known waterfall hikes in Kahalu'u, Kalihi, and Nu'uanu. Trespassers could be fined up to $1,000. Do not trespass signs are posted, security cameras installed. But the hikers keep coming.
You know, if you've got 100 people a day tramping up on a trail to the watershed, you're not really protecting the watershed. You're killing the grass. You're bringing invasive species up on your clothing, your shoes, your backpacks. The best way to protect a watershed is to have no access and just keep it closed and let nature do its thing.
Ultimately, the future of the stairs rests with the Board of Water Supply, whose draft EIS should be out in another 3 to 5 months.
I would just respectfully request that people just stay away while we're sorting all of this out and come to a conclusion.
For HPR News, I am Ku'uwehi Hiraishi.